Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, we have Jeff Ulbrich, Falcons' new defensive coordinator. I know you guys got to get to Amanda, but again, your thoughts on, you know, bringing back a guy that was here under Dan Quinn's staff. He was coaching linebackers. Raheem Morris also here at the same time. So this is a guy that Coach Morris knows well.
Yeah.
Bo's giving an A+.
See, why do you do that? Because now there's some rando that's already just fired off a tweet in the 30 seconds
Wait,
that wants to scream at me.
See,
you're a company man. Well, you know,
you have the power to not engage. That's what.
No,
you have
I
the
don't.
Power to,
you know. No, I don't.
He said,
I do not have that
out.
Power.
Know your limitations.
Look, I am very neutral on the hire. I don't think it's a bad hire. I think Ulbrich is a good coach. He's had defenses in New York that were top tier defenses under his helm, under his defensive play calling. I would have preferred a guy like Wink Martindale, maybe even Steve Wilks, because of how I know they can get more with less. And right now you have less to work with. And the jury's out for Ulbrich on that.
Wait, you say more with less? Like, Wilks had the lineup he had out there in San Francisco with the D.C.,
in San Francisco, but at times in Carolina, that defense was starting to kind of fade away of what it had been in the Super Bowl run the last time he was there. He still got some good stuff out of it. Wink Martindale in New York didn't have a lot, and he had a pretty good defense in 21.
Because Wilks had that's guy that's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and same with Peppers, yeah,
but
Keekly Peppers,
but. Wilkes' last run in Carolina, you know, Keekly was on his way out, if not already out by then, and that defense had changed over. He had like Derrick Brown and some guys. Wink Martindale in 21, when they went to the playoffs, I think it was 21, he made a lot out of nothing. And so that's my thought on it. I mean, I'm
yeah. You use the term neutral. I use the term vanilla. It's vanilla ice cream to me. It's fine. It doesn't make me smile.
Ice cream.
Yeah, it doesn't make me smile. I'm not overly, you know, I'm not overjoyed about it. I'm not like, well, this is going to change the game for the Falcons, because it's not. I mean, and simply put, we don't know that it is or isn't. That's the problem. Is like where I sit today, I don't feel any different than I did before the Ulbrich hire. He just is.
But what if I told you vanilla ice cream could be anything you want it to be? Which is
it
why
can
I love vanilla.
Too.
What if
you
I
can
told
jazz
you?
It up? With,
it can. That's exactly
hot
my
fudge.
Point.
I like to put sprinkles on the bottom of the cup so that it's like a surprise when you get to the end, and
yep.
sprinkles on top. So
see, I do it with M&Ms.
That's
but
exactly
see,
my point.
But see, that's it though. You can you can hate this. You can hate it and scream to the mountains about how you hate it, or you can love it the same way. The reality is, this defense needs toppings. They need a little Hershey syrup. They need some M&Ms. They need some sprinkles.
They do. Dude.
They need that.
You got to go to the bar at the Yomo, the Yogurt Mountain.
Yeah.
You
got to load it up.
They haven't had Mercedes-Benz, guys, in the press box. Sorry.
Yeah.
But
soft serve, baby.
That's
right.
Jam.
But, I mean, we need all those toppings because this defense is lacking them. They're lacking toppings through it. And your secondary right now is just A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates. And a bunch of free agents.
I'm glad y'all have come to see the light of my vanilla reference earlier.
No,
that's exactly what I meant. It is what it is. It's still ice cream.
But
you can still dress it up.
I knew what
but
you
I don't
were
feel
saying.
Any different.
I knew. I told you. I said that's what you were saying. I just don't like
I
the way you said it.
I just don't like the way you
said it. Said, missed me with the vanilla comment. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, no, but that's exactly.
You
probably hammered the point home
that.
Better than me. You can dress up the vanilla ice cream. I expect there to be toppings on that in a few months from now.
And I don't and the only reason why I wanted Martindale more is because of how he confuses offenses and quarterbacks with how he disguises things. But the reality is, you can disguise all you want. If your guys can't make the plays, it doesn't matter who's calling them. You need players or toppings.